Every time you merge onto the Taconic State Parkway or, take a familiar curve on Route 202, you are essentially putting your life and your trust into two distinct things.
Right. Two things we just completely take for granted.
Exactly. First, you've got a seatbelt that's basically designed for a perfectly linear world. And second, an insurance system that is mathematically designed to profit from your silence.
Which is a terrifying thought when you really break it down.
It really is. So
Yeah.
today, our mission for this deep dive is to look at what happens when both of those things fail at the exact same time.
Yeah, and it's a jarring reality to confront. I mean,
Oh, total.
we treat our daily commute through Westchester County or, down into the city as entirely automatic. We completely detach from the sheer kinetic energy of the machinery we're
Yeah,
operating.
we're just listening to music, drinking coffee.
Right. But analyzing what happens when that routine shatters isn't just about, morbid curiosity. It's about understanding a very specific kind of vulnerability.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand that vulnerability, we're going to look closely at a recent event that happened right in our own backyard. So on July 27, 2026, on the 2900 block of Springhurst Street in Yorktown Heights, a two-vehicle collision just fundamentally altered the lives of the people involved.
Yeah, and the critical detail here, the reason we're unpacking this specific crash is the outcome.
Right, the rollover.
Exactly. The collision caused one of the vehicles to completely overturn. It rolled, basically structurally crushing the cabin and trapping an occupant inside.
And the Yorktown Heights Volunteer Fire Department had to, execute this highly technical extrication just to get the victim out of the
Guess to
wreck-in.
get them into trauma care, yeah.
Right. And while the exact sequence of events leading up to the initial impact is still under investigation, the fact that it ended in a rollover is what we really need to focus on today.
Because statistically speaking, rollover crashes are incredibly rare. I mean, they account for a tiny fraction of total motor vehicle collisions.
But they're disproportionately lethal, right? Like just devastating.
Oh, absolutely.
So explain the mechanism there. Like, why does a vehicle just flip instead of, skidding to a stop?
Well, it really comes down to a sudden violent shift in the vehicle's center of gravity. Most rollovers are what we call tripped rollovers.
Tripped, like tripping over your own feet.
Kind of, yeah. Imagine you're driving and you have to swerve suddenly to avoid an obstacle, or maybe another car clips you at a bad angle.
Okay.
The vehicle loses its forward traction and begins sliding sideways. So if the tires suddenly bite into, say, soft dirt on the shoulder, or strike a curb, a guardrail, an embankment.
That object essentially acts as a pivot point.
Exactly. The forward momentum has nowhere to go but up and over.
Okay, wait, I need to stop you there.
Yeah.
Because I hear this and I think about the car I drive right now.
Right, all the safety features.
Yeah. I mean, cars today have advanced crumple zones, reinforced steel cages, 360-degree curtain airbags. Why wouldn't all that modern technology just, I don't know, cushion you in a rollover like bubble wrap?
What's fascinating here is that that's the exact misconception most drivers have. We tend to think of car crashes as single linear events.
Like you hit a wall in front of you, the airbag pops and you stop.
Exactly. But a rollover is a sustained, multi-directional event of extreme violence.
It's almost like being in a centrifuge, but the walls are actively caving in on you.
That's a perfect analogy. And your standard seatbelt is incredibly effective at its primary job, which is keeping you from being ejected from the vehicle.
Because ejection is almost always fatal.
Right. But while the lap and shoulder belt hold your pelvis and your chest in place against the seat, the rest of your body is subjected to massive G-forces.
Oh, wow.
Your head effectively becomes a 10-pound weight swinging wildly on the pendulum of your neck.
Jeez. So even if you're strapped in perfectly, the lateral forces are just tearing at your anatomy.
Precisely. The human spine is simply not designed to withstand violent lateral whipping motions
Right.
while the structural integrity of the car's roof is simultaneously, crushing inward.
Because you aren't just taking one impact.
No, you're hitting the door, the steering column, the collapsing roof over and over again in the span of maybe 3 seconds.
Which totally explains the catastrophic injuries we see in the crash data. I mean, we aren't just talking about broken arms here.
Not at all.
We're talking about traumatic brain injuries, internal organ damage, and spinal injuries that require these incredibly complex surgeries, like cervical and lumbar fusions.
And we should probably clarify what a spinal fusion actually is because it sounds clinical, but the reality is just brutal.
Yeah, walk us through that.
So, when the discs between your vertebrae are ruptured or shattered by those rotational forces, Surgeons literally have to go in and weld your vertebrae together.
Like actually weld the bones?
Yes. They use bone grafts, titanium screws, and metal rods to permanently lock sections of your spine in place just to stop it from collapsing on your spinal cord.
Oh my.
It is a life-altering procedure. It limits your mobility forever.
So if the physics are this violent and the human body is this fragile, we have to look at where this is actually happening.
Right, because it's not happening in a vacuum.
No, and it's not just happening on empty desert highways out west.
Mm.
These violent physics are directly tied to the specific high-stress environment of our local commuter corridors.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the driving ecosystem in this region is entirely unforgiving.
It really is.
It's basically a perfect storm of outdated infrastructure and modern driving behavior.
Right. I mean, look at the geography we deal with daily. You have Yorktown Heights connected to these heavily traveled arteries, Route 202, Route 35, Route 118.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the major parkways that funnel us down into the city. The Taconic State Parkway, I-287, the Sawmill River Parkway, the Hutch, the Bronx River Parkway.
These are the roads we use to drop our kids at school or, you know, commute to work. And if we look closely at the infrastructure of those specific parkways, many of them were designed by planners like Robert Moses decades ago.
Right. They were engineered for a completely different era.
Exactly. They were meant for like 1930s sedans taking leisurely scenic drives at maybe 40 miles an hour.
And now we have 5,000-pound modern SUVs packed bumper to bumper doing 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. You have narrow lanes, incredibly sharp blind curves, and remarkably short merge ramps where cars are thrust directly into high-speed traffic.
With virtually no shoulder room.
None. If you make a mistake or if someone swerves into your lane, there is no margin for error. There's literally nowhere to escape.
And then combine that historical infrastructure with modern reality.
Hmm.
Sudden lane changes, aggressive motorists trying to shave 2 minutes off their commute.
And the epidemic levels of distracted driving with smartphones.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who has white-knuckled their way down the Sawmill during a sudden torrential downpour.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It is. Or navigated the Hutchinson River Parkway during peak rush hour, you know exactly what we're talking about. You are surrounded by thousands of pounds of metal mere inches away.
And when you look at the crash data, those specific factors create an environment where loss of vehicle control is practically a statistical inevitability.
And that inevitability begs a very important question. What happens in those crucial 48 hours right after the crash?
Right. While the victim is still in a hospital bed, reeling from those rotational forces.
Let's break that down, because this is where the second failure we mentioned at the very start comes into play. You're sitting in the crushed vehicle on Springhurst Street. The airbags are deflated. You're in shock.
So the immediate essential steps are obvious, but they really bear repeating. First, call 911 immediately.
Right.
And second, seek medical treatment instantly, even if you think you just feel a little sore.
Yeah, because that medical baseline is vital, isn't it?
It is so crucial. The human body responds to trauma by flooding your system with adrenaline and endorphins. It's an evolutionary survival mechanism, and it acts as a massive painkiller.
So you might not even realize how badly you're hurt.
Exactly. People frequently walk away from a severe crash thinking they just have a stiff neck, only to discover a week later that they have severe cervical spine damage that requires the exact fusion surgeries we just discussed.
And if you don't document that injury with a doctor immediately, you create a gap that can just destroy your future recovery.
Because if you wait, someone is going to use that delay against you.
And that brings us to the hidden trap that springs right after the police clear the scene, the danger zone of the insurance adjuster.
This raises such an important question about how the system actually works. Every piece of advice from legal experts explicitly warns about this. You have to avoid discussing fault or your physical condition with an insurance adjuster before speaking with an attorney.
Why? I mean, we have to understand the mechanism of the insurance industry here, right?
They're a business.
A massive business. And like any massive corporation, their primary objective, mathematically, is to protect their bottom line and please their shareholders.
And they do this by minimizing the amount of money they pay out to injured people.
Exactly.
But how do they actually do that in practice? It's not like they just say, hey, we aren't paying.
No, it's far more insidious. An adjuster will often call a victim within 24 to 48 hours of a crash.
Right, when you're at your worst. Exactly. They know you're in shock, likely medicated, highly vulnerable. They'll call and use a very polite, disarming tone. They might start the recorded call by simply asking, hi, how are you feeling today?
And human nature, our basic politeness, makes us instinctively answer, Oh, I'm okay, just a little banged up, but I'm surviving.
Yes, and the moment you say, "I'm okay," on a recorded line, they lock that audio
Oh,
away.
wow.
So months later, when you discover you need $150,000 spinal surgery because your discs are collapsing, they pull out that recording and say, "Well, the day after the crash, you said you were perfectly fine. The severe injury must have happened somewhere else."
That is sickening. They use your own politeness against you to deny the claim.
They absolutely do.
But wait, so what does this all mean for you? Picture this. You're standing on the side of I-287, or you're in an emergency room in White Plains. You are in agonizing pain. Are you supposed to instantly become a forensic detective, a medical billing expert, and a ruthless corporate negotiator?
Of course not. You aren't. And if you try to manage it yourself, you play right into their algorithms.
Algorithms? Like computer code.
Literally, yes. Insurance companies use sophisticated software programs. One of the most famous is called Colossus to evaluate your life.
Unbelievable.
This software categorizes your pain, your welded spine, your lost wages into cold, hard data points. It reduces your suffering to a spreadsheet designed to spit out the lowest possible settlement offer.
So how do you beat an algorithm that is mathematically rigged against you?
You introduce a variable that the algorithm fears. You change the math.
And the only way to change the math is with the threat of a jury trial.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the architecture of your legal defense and why having the right representation is literally the most critical decision you will make, because you cannot be the patient, the detective, and the advocate all at once.
You need a specific type of legal leverage.
Right. And as a prime example of this required architecture, we have to look at the law offices of Norman Gershon. We are talking about a legal heavyweight with over 35 years of experience fighting exactly these battles across Westchester County, White Plains, Yonkers, the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan.
Yeah, and there is a specific designation here that illustrates exactly how you beat the insurance software. Norman Gershon is widely known as the attorney other lawyers call to try their toughest cases.
Okay, break that down for me. Why do other lawyers hand off their toughest cases to him? And why does that trial reputation actually matter to a victim listening right now?
Because it completely changes the insurance company's calculus. Remember those algorithms we talked about?
Yeah, Colossus.
One of the primary data points they input into the software is the identity of the plaintiff's attorney.
Wait, really? The software knows the lawyers.
Oh, absolutely. The insurance adjusters know exactly which lawyers operate settlement mills. You know, lawyers who just want to quickly accept a lowball offer, take their fee, and move on without ever seeing the inside of a courtroom.
So the software basically flags them as harmless.
Exactly. The algorithm knows it can offer pennies on the dollar because the lawyer won't fight back.
Wow.
But when the software sees an attorney with a track record of taking complex cases all the way to a jury trial and winning massive verdicts, the risk profile explodes.
Because adjusters act on spreadsheets, they want predictable, cheap outcomes.
Exactly. And juries act on human emotion and the reality of a victim's severe pain. Juries are unpredictable to the corporation.
So the mere reputation of a trial lawyer like Norman Gershon actually forces the insurance company to offer significantly better, fairer settlements before you ever have to step foot in a courtroom.
They literally pay a premium just to avoid facing him in front of a jury.
And the track record proves the strategy. When you look at the actual data points, the verdicts secured by Norman Gershon, you see exactly what aggressive trial advocacy looks like. He has recovered tens of millions of dollars for injured clients.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea of the scale, there's a $16.5 million verdict for a passenger injured in a collision with a bus.
That's incredible.
I mean, imagine the massive corporate legal teams defending a commercial bus company, and he secured $16.5 million.
Or look at the verdicts directly related to the physics we discussed earlier. A $5.445 million verdict for a motor vehicle crash involving cervical and lumbar fusions.
That is the exact surgery where they have to weld the spine together.
Yes. And securing over $5 million for that injury is incredibly difficult because back pain is essentially invisible,
Yeah,
right?
you can't put a cast on it to show the jury.
Exactly. Earning a verdict that high requires an attorney who can masterfully explain complex medical anatomy, utilize top-tier accident reconstruction engineers, and powerfully communicate a victim's invisible daily agony to 12 strangers in a jury box.
And the data points keep going. A $5.068 million verdict for a sideswipe collision. A $3.75 million verdict for a serious auto accident. Another $3 million verdict for a collision resulting in lumbar fusions.
These aren't just numbers.
No, these are real people. real people whose lives were physically shattered on our local roads who were able to secure their future because they deployed the right legal machinery.
And the client feedback reflects exactly how this strategy is executed. It isn't just about aggression in the courtroom. It's about meticulous preparation.
Right.
One client actually noted that they received a much larger settlement than expected, specifically because Norman's courtroom demeanor was so thorough and professional.
That level of preparation is exactly what the insurance algorithms fear most.
Completely.
But I know what a lot of people are thinking right now. If this guy is pulling in multi-million-dollar verdicts and fighting massive insurance corporations, there is no way I can afford to hire him. I'm already drowning in hospital bills.
That is the most beautiful part of this specific legal architecture. It operates on a contingency fee model.
Explain how that works, because it sounds like legal jargon.
Think of a contingency model like renting an elite legal army for zero upfront cost. It's essentially a partnership. When you hire the law offices of Norman Gershon, they bankroll the entire investigation. They pay for the accident reconstruction experts, the medical specialists, the filing fees, the hundreds of hours of labor required to build an ironclad case.
You pay nothing out of pocket.
You pay absolutely nothing out of pocket.
So where's the catch?
There is no catch. They only take a percentage of the final settlement or verdict if and only if they win your case.
Wow. So if they don't force the insurance company to pay up, you owe them nothing for their time.
Nothing. It completely levels the playing field. It allows an everyday commuter who just got their life turned upside down on the Taconic to bring the exact same financial firepower to the courtroom as a multi-billion dollar insurance conglomerate.
You're taking the power back.
Exactly.
And that is the absolute most vital takeaway from our deep dive today. If you or someone you love are ever injured in a car accident in Yorktown Heights, White Plains, Yonkers, or anywhere in Westchester County or New York City, you have rights.
You may be entitled to compensation for the astronomical medical expenses, the wages you lose while you can't work,
and the intense physical and emotional trauma you suffer. But you cannot fight the algorithms alone. You need to call the law offices of Norman Gershon.
It is the single most effective step you can take to protect your future.
The number is 914-485-4444. Let me say that again, and I mean this sincerely. Lock this number in your phone right now, right next to your emergency contacts, 945-485-4444.
Because when the worst happens, you won't have the clarity to go searching for help.
Exactly. When you call 914-485-4444, you are instantly triggering the legal machinery required to protect yourself. You only pay if you win, meaning there is zero financial risk to get an absolute heavyweight in your corner.
It's about ensuring that a terrible accident on a Tuesday morning doesn't financially ruin the rest of your life.
So to pull all of this together and recap our journey today, we started by looking at the terrifying multi-directional physics of a rollover crash on Springhurst Street. Understanding how linear safety features like seatbelts aren't enough to stop rotational G-forces from destroying the human spine. We mapped out how the outdated infrastructure of Westchester's parkways, combined with modern driving habits, creates an environment where these violent crashes are practically inevitable.
Yeah, a perfect storm.
And most importantly, we unpacked exactly how the insurance industry uses your vulnerability against you in the aftermath, and why deploying the trial leverage of an elite attorney like Norman Gershon is your only real defense.
And if there's one provocative thought we should leave the listener with today, it is this.
Okay, let's hear it.
We spend so much of our time and energy researching the safety features of our vehicles before we buy them. We obsess over 5-star crash test ratings, automatic emergency braking, blind spot monitors.
Oh, totally.
We assume that automotive technology is the only shield we need. But when the metal stops crunching and the dust finally settles on a local parkway, your physical and financial survival actually depends almost entirely on the legal machinery you trigger next.
Wow.
Is your legal safety plan as robust as your vehicle's safety features?
That is exactly the question we all need to be asking ourselves before we turn the key in the ignition. Make sure your legal safety plan is ready, and make sure you have 914-485-1444 saved right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Stay safe out there on New York's roads, stay well informed, and we will catch you next time.